Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When I was young, I thought that Thanksgiving was a competition. After all, why not? They're going to load up the table with all kinds of food, and somehow it's my particular task to eat as much of this as I can. And I attempted that more than once. I found out, of course, after years of attempting this, it didn't work as well as I thought it did, that I actually enjoyed the meal more if I didn't try and stuff myself, that if I was more concerned about the things that I wanted than just trying to make a competition out of it. There is a difference between being filled and satisfied. It turns out, recently, I learned that particular lesson years ago, but I still find myself doing in similar kinds of research. I had heard about a particular a chain store that is now in the area. Even Michelle Obama likes Five Guys burgers. So when I go home and I take the 320th Street an exit and go past the Commons Mall in Federal Way, there it is, Five Guys burgers. When I go up on 15th to get to the text and study it and Ballard First Lutheran Church, there it is, right on the corner there, 15th and Market, Five Guys Burgers. So I thought, okay, I have to find out about Five Guys. So I went in. Now, I have since been instructed by someone who actually lived close to where the original one began. Elaine Hockman apparently went to the very first one when it was actually being run by Five Guys. But as it turned out, when I went into this particular one here, I was expecting more. I found out, of course, that the size of the meal was just fine. I was filled up, but I wasn't satisfied. I kept on thinking, is this it? Shouldn't I be expecting more? So, of course, I continued to do my research. I will say that in my own humble opinion, Red Mills still makes a really great burger. Now, I had to, I also found, if you go to the one across the street from the Locks at lunch hour on a beautiful day in Seattle when the sun is out and school is out, you'll probably end up standing in line. So I left that one and came over to the one at Gravis that I had used before. And sure enough, they still do a really fine burger there. And the onion rings are very, very good too. So I find out that there's a difference between filled and satisfied. When we look at what the people were looking for, they were looking to be filled. Is there some way that we can just keep on getting this stuff like our ancestors did, the manna from in heaven? If we stick around you, Jesus, are you going to be able to do this time after time after time so that we never have to worry about this again? Or if our real task is to believe in you, then give us some sort of definitive sign so that we can believe, and therefore we can do the works of God too, which seems to be bread. And Jesus informs them, it's not about being filled. because that's not the way life works. We always need to eat and to rest, come back the next day and eat again. Even the works of God that we receive here, we come back week after week after week. Some things just need to be done more than once. But the thing that makes this particular meal different is that it satisfies. It answers the true need of our hearts. Those things that perhaps we don't even know that we're looking for. But Jesus does. And he tells us, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Now, of course, we have a whole world that is intent on convincing us that we need more. That there are things out there that if only we had this particular thing, then our life would be complete. If only you get the particular tablet grabber that will sit on your table and hold your tablet so that it will not fall off, even if it's attached to a mechanical writing bowl, which, of course, I do all the time with my electronic stuff. If you had this particular thing, your life would be complete. Well, at some point we learn in our wisdom, this is not true either. We're looking for something different, something that truly satisfies, and this is the bread of life. We find that when we come to Jesus, we receive the things we're really hoping to get, the assurance of God's love, that sense of forgiveness that sets us free to go out and do new things that we never thought we could. That assurance that God knows what we need and will give it to us at the right time, that this is a God who pays attention and does not stop with just the things that we need for this life, but in giving himself in Jesus Christ, opens to us the door of eternal life. This is what satisfies. It's more than being filled. It is about receiving the true things that are needed for life and health that God intends. Jesus is more than just a chain store, and this is more than just a franchise. It's not that we're doing the same as the place down the street. What we have are words of eternal life. Jesus himself. Amen.